tend to do things wrong. I don't want to, but it seems I have to. I do everything wrong.
Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Realize Alrighty, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. There is a cough button someplace and I didn't use it. So Val is here with me in the studio, the lovely Val who does the show after me. So Val Cormier, and her show is called Folk Oasis. And it's always nice hanging with Val. Excuse me again. We just had a little debate there about, not a debate, about Nico Case. Both of us are assuming this album that I just played a song from, which is called The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, from Nico Case, who's originally from Tacoma, Washington. We don't think it's SoCan. But my show here, by the way, when this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is actually a show, and I'm not calling it a SoCan show. In theory, I can play whatever I want. But I play Canadian music. Like, that's my thing. So, God, my throat. Oh, God. Where's that cough button, Val? God. Do you know what it is? I know there was one in my old station. Is there a cough button here?
I think it's just to turn off your mic.
Okay, because at my old station back at CJAM, there was a cough button. You hit it. You pushed it. And you could cough. And sometimes when I hear CBC people on the radio and they're like, oh, I'm having a coughing fit, you'll hear them not, and then they come back. And anyways. Okay.
Here's a cough button. There you go.
I didn't use it properly, did I? Thank you, Val. Okay. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm here until 8. At which point Val comes on, and yeah, it's been a crazy day. You know what I've been seeing a lot of lately? I've been a part of, not being the culprit, but I've been sort of involved in a lot of crazy traffic maneuvers. People doing just retardo things. Not going to say the word retarded, because that's wrong, but retardo. I think the word retardo is okay. Is that okay, Val?
What's that?
Can I say retardo?
Idea. I just did.
I'm talking about what's the word called? Political correctness. I've been seeing a lot of ridiculous movements, like maneuvers lately. So, for example, how about this one? For example, I'm going left. It's a T intersection. So, I'm about to go into the T. I'm at the stem of the T, attempting to go left. So, if I went straight, there would be no continuation. Like, it's like a dead end kind of thing. So, I can go left or right. And it's like busy. Okay, I'll tell you. It's right at 29th and Nanaimo, which is Nanaimo's nuts. And it's a crazy intersection. And there should almost be like a light, okay? You can never get into that traffic. So I'm waiting there and I'm trying to go left. So there's no opening in traffic at all. Like none at all. And the car behind me actually pulls up to the right of me, okay? I'm thinking she's going right. No, no, no. She goes left. Left ahead of me and cuts off all these cars. Like she's just... Like, what was that? How do you do that? How do you go from the right lane, cut in front of me, then go left, and then not get hit? Like, she almost hit cars. And I'm thinking, that is just completely crazy. And there's been a series of other bizarro things like that. Another thing I'm trying to... Anyways, you don't care. You just want to hear music, right? So let's hear some more Canadian music. I suppose this really is not my bitch session. Well, yeah, I guess it could be. But I don't think we've heard anything from Winter Sleep in a while. So let's listen to these guys. There are four of them. They're out of Halifax. And they have an album that was released just last year. It's called Hello Hum. And let's see. We're going to hear... What song? I don't know. Let's find out. I'm good with anything, really. That's where I'm at right now. The music shall hopefully soothe my soul. I'm thinking, ooh, Unzipper. That sounds a little excitable. 1, 2, 3, exciting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's hear the song Unzipper just because my mind is going there. All right. Okay, folks. There you go. This is, Winter Sleep on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yeah.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
really dancing, the answers to these are all
you got a burning.
Velvet Answers with Velvet Steel and Jerry Peterson. The last Tuesday of every month,
8 to 10:38
on Queer FM Vancouver, Reloaded. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Velvet Answers.
Ask me anything, I'll answer.
I put your hands on the telephone line that brought your voice to me.
I have to apologize to you folks. I was having problems there. I was like, there was two things going through the system, and I everything was shut down except let's see, what was going on here? Sorry, I have to apologize. First of all, my name is Anita B. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We were attempting to hear the song from Frog Eyes called All Fires. No, it's not Frog Eyes. Swan Lake. And I was like, why do I hear a voice like talking in the background? And it's because we have so many bizarro channels here at the station that even if all the mixer switches are down, there was one that was still going, and I apologize. So, yeah, that song was called All Fires. Swan Lake, let me tell you, is a band that is three guys. It's the guy from Wolf Parade, and that guy is Spencer Krug, okay? It is also Carrie Mercer, who is from Frog Eyes, and then, of course, you have Dan Behar from, you know, the new Pornographers and Destroyer. And they had an album out that they released back in like 06 called Beast Moans. And we heard the song off of that. I kind of almost want to play that song again because I think I totally ruined it. So there were technical difficulties. But anyways, let me tell you what we heard before that, though. I'm going to play another Swan Lake song. How does that sound? I will play another Swan Lake song to make up for the Swan Lake song that was ruined by my sort of ghost sounds in the background. All right. Okay. Now, before that, we heard something from Jay Arner. Now, Jay Arner is a local guy. He has a new album out. It's called, Jay Arner. It's self-titled. The song was Midnight on South Granville. He's a nice guy. He has found some success in Fine Mist, his other band, who I think might still be around. They're really good. And he's been in an assortment, a variety of bands on the Vancouver scene for many, many, many years. There you go. That is the story behind Jay. And then before that, we heard something from the Halifax band Winter Sleep with the song Unzipper. Or is it Unzipper or Unzipped? I think it was Unzipped. And I had a typo there. From their album entitled Hello Hum. All right. So you have one more hour with me. Hopefully I don't screw up too much. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. And yeah, I'm Anita B. There you go. The station is 101.9 FM Vancouver. And let's attempt to hear some more Swan Lake. What do you say, folks? Yes, let's give it a whirl. So let's go back and let's hear, not let's go back, but I will try to redeem myself and play us another song from the lovely Swan Lake. Okay, we're going to hear the song. Let's see. How about Spanish Gold? How does that sound? Let's hear Spanish Gold. Let's give that a whirl. And yeah, I think we should be in business. Let's hope. Here you go. The station is CITR 101.9. This is Swan Lake.
Yes, we are nothing but what I was leaving behind. Just collect your poetries and incantations in a holy full of rhyme. I haven't read them, I will not read them, for they dwell too much on signs. Thus the desert deserts the earth. I
for the night stand. Julia was a thousand miles away. Where you gonna run when the clouds break? And the sun peaks his eye with attitude awry, and you set a phone and lost. In the fate of ages rocks, feeling in the fate of ages rocks, rocks, feeling in the fate of ages rocks. Hex signifiers, iambic, petrifies and rolling shit that we have left behind. Depictions of life. Oh, when there's nothing left to read, there shall be nothing left to write. Maybe that's when I head on board and up. I left this boat by the night. Miles are so when you set it.
So loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
UnionEvents.com is pleased to present Streetlight Manifesto.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed.
Seven guys, seven different musical backgrounds, seven different personalities, one band, one unique and unmistakable voice. With guests Mike Park and Dan Potthast. Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
Finally talk on
All right, folks, I quite enjoy that. That was awesome. That was called Two-Day Rule from the band The Black Rainbows, who are local, and they have a new album, or I guess their first album out. It's called I Met This Chick. And let me tell you a little bit about this band. I'm quite enamored. These guys are funny. They're total, the Dead Kennedys. No, sorry, not the Dead Kennedys. My brain just stopped thinking. Okay, anyways. What band was I thinking of? Not the Dead Kennedys. Not that one. The band that's the funny band. What are they called? Oh, God. I'll get back to you on that. The Dead Milkmen. The Dead Milkmen. Sorry. My brain was just not thinking there. They remind me totally. Remember, you guys? The Dead Milkmen back from sort of the late 80s. I think I listened to them in high school, as a matter of fact, and I had them on a tape, one or two tapes or something. So let me tell you about this band. As I mentioned, they're local, and it looks like there's three of them. This is their debut EP, and it was, what else can I tell you about them? They did it with a Toronto producer, Mixer. Maybe they are. Are they from Toronto? Let me just double check this here. Maybe I should have done my homework before I come here on the show. Wouldn't that be nice? And now my screen's not working. All right. Let's see. Okay, I'll tell you who they consist of. They are Mike Anacini, Renato Carvalho, and Sergio Santoyani. Yes. And it says right here that they are from Toronto. I lied. They formed when Mike decided to drop out of school and use the rest of his student loan to buy a new guitar, an amp, a hand drum, and a sitar, being inspired by Brian Jones, with hopes of putting it all into a record someday. Yeah, it says right here. The Black Rainbows have since played an impressive number of shows throughout Southern Ontario at venues like the Bovine, the Horseshoe, etc. All right, so they actually are from Ontario, and they look like they might be from Portugal. But I don't think they are. Their last names seem to tell me that, though. Sergio. You got Sergio, Renato, and Michael. And all their names end with a vowel. So they could be Italian or Portuguese. They're kind of cute, though. Let me tell you. There's three of them. And they look young. They're too young for me. Oh, and I'm married, too. So that won't work either. Okay. All right. Before that, we heard something from... Oh, yeah. Over to the island. Let's go to the island. Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes is... what's his name? Not Spencer, but what is his name? Doesn't matter. It's Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes is a band that Carrie Mercer, that is it. Carrie Mercer is the lead singer of, and Spencer Krug, however, played on that record that I played for you called Tears of the Valedictorian. It was released back in 07, and we heard the song Bushels. Yes, now Carrie Mercer plus Spencer Krug plus Dan Behar makes up the band I played prior to that, which is Swan Lake. So prior to Frog Eyes, we actually heard something from Swan Lake from the 2009 album of theirs entitled Enemy Mine. We heard Spanish Gold 2044. There you go, folks. My name is Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 7:24, and it is Wednesday. It's Wednesday already, so it's not bad. It could be worse. And I just started getting into a new series with my hubby, and it's not bad. We saw two episodes, and I think I'm into it. I think it's a sticker. It's a keeper. And that is Low Winter Sun. Yeah, not bad. It's a crime drama. It takes place in Detroit. It's pretty gritty. It's pretty very Detroit-esque, if you will. It's fairly violent, and there you go. So that's our new series, I think. Maybe I like it more than my husband likes it. I don't know. I've been hearing good things about a show called Orange is the New Black. That could be a potential one. Because, you know, now that we're done Breaking Bad, which everybody is, well, you know, if you're up to date, it's time to find something new to watch. And, my other favorite drama, which is called Homeland, is, It's on hiatus or whatever. It's off for a while. I think maybe in another year they're finally going to come back. I just love that show. I'm addicted to that show. And Walking Dead, which is kind of getting to be the walking silly. It's kind of goofy, but whatever. That should be coming back on soon. And I'm not really liking any of the characters there anymore. Like the lead sort of protagonist guy, I kind of wish he just got eaten, you know, by a zombie, because he's just not doing it for me anymore. But whatever. So here we go. Oh, now speaking of Detroit and series, TV series, I'm still in mourning from my favorite show of all ever, which is called Hung. If you've never seen Hung, I think there was only two or three seasons. We saw them all. We saw all the episodes. And Hung is the best, hands down, show series ever. And I'm telling you now, you need to find it, download it, do whatever you need to do to get it on. It was an HBO series, and the premise, if you are unaware, if you have never seen it, is this. It involves a high school teacher who needs money desperately because something's happening to his house. I think he needs to fix it, and he's divorced from his wife and whatnot. He needs money. And him and this other woman are in this business class together, and they just sort of incidentally had slept together the night before. And they're saying, oh, you need to market something that you're good at. What do you know that's really effective? And it turns out, well, he's hung. And so the other chick, her name is Tanya on the show, decides to be his pimp. And then they pimp him out because he's hung. And let me tell you, it's like the best show ever. I'm in mourning. I can't get over that one. Anyways, that's okay. Enough about TV. Should we talk about more Canadian music? Okay. I sound so bummed. All right, fine. That's my job. I'm here with you guys until 8, so we've got another 32 minutes. Speaking of which, at 8 o'clock, we have Val come in. That would be Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis, and she's here. So, here we go. I really like the Black Rainbows. Last time I played them, I said they're from Vancouver. I was so wrong. So, I met this chick. I love the name of that album. It's so funny. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear something from... Now, these guys are local. These gals. It's called... They're called the Courtneys. They have a new... It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 song. Now, if you have 8 songs put together, that is an album, from what I understand. 7 songs? EP. All right, so it must be an album. So, the Courtneys have a new album. I guess probably their... debut. That would make sense. And we are going to hear something from it. Let's see. We're going to hear the song 90210. And there you go. This is on a label called Hockey Dad Records. And I think that's all I can tell you about them for now. So let me just be quiet. I promise I won't talk much more. And let's hear the Courtneys. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Alex King, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And how I know I'm happy.
All right, you are listening to CITR. That's us, 101.9 FM. All right, we just heard some good stuff. That was Sean Mrazek Lives. Or you could, I guess you could say Sean Mrazek Lives. I suppose if it had a 9 in front of it, it'd be like... Anyways. Okay, so we heard the song Man in the Glass. And that is off his debut album, Thought He Was Dead. I never thought he was dead, but... All right. Before that, we heard something that was old from Thrush Hermit. I believe 98, 99 or so. The song was Oh My Soul from the Clayton Park album. I believe that was their only Sonic Onion release. Yes, I love Thrush Hermit. Oh my goodness. Awesome. All right. Before that, we heard the Courtneys. They were fun. And I really like that song. The song is 90210. And the album is... just called Vancouver, BC, and the three local girls. Yes, awesome. All right, it is 7:41. Let's see what's going on in weather. What do you say? Let's take a look. Weather, Vancouver, and let's see what we are in store for. Okay, so, okay. Currently, it is 11 degrees Celsius. And let's see, overnight, what do we have here? Actually, so the low, it's a little chilly. Low overnight is 6 degrees Celsius. And then let's move, hold on. So yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's Thursday. Oh, no, I lied. Can I try this all over again? Okay, the low tonight will actually be 7 degrees Celsius. Yes, and it's currently... 11. Okay, there you go. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm looking at the wrong dates. Tomorrow is actually Thursday, and it will be a high of 13 tomorrow. There you go, with variable cloudiness. All right, so that's, you know, it's not bad. At least it's not going to rain, I don't think. It's only got a 20% chance of precipitation. All right, then on Friday, high of 12 with variable cloudiness. And then look at this, the weekend looks okay. Highs of 12 and 13. And looks like mostly sunny over the weekend. Not bad. All right. Okay. And then mellow all the way into Monday, which today's only Wednesday. You can't really depend on that. It says here sunny and 14. So that's okay, folks. All right. That's our weather. And what else can I tell you? I could tell you this much. My show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is on only every second Wednesday. So that means I'm here until 8, so 6:30 until 8. Next Wednesday, a week from now, if you don't hear me, it's because I'm not supposed to be here. And to be honest, I can't really tell you what is on. I used to share the show with somebody, Jonathan, and his show was called Shameless, and then he went away. And then I never found out what happened. I suppose I could actually listen, couldn't I? That would be good. But I don't. I guess I'm too busy. I'm busy doing things. I'm busy jogging. That's what I'm doing. And then, so Val's coming up next. Of course, her show goes until 8 until 10. And then you have Sexy in Van City. That goes from 10 until, I believe, 11. So it's only 1 hour. And you have Caroline. She's your host. So get yourself all hot and bothered up. That's right. All right. Okay. So... what do we have next, Anita? I don't know. What do we have, Anita? Oh, I do have something ready for us, don't I? The Oz. That's right. This is a local band, and I'm sure about that. I know I spoke about the Black Rainbows, which, by the way, I love the name of that band, Black Rainbows. These guys are local. The Oz. And I believe there are a few girls, a bunch of girls, some girls. At least one female. Let me tell you. The Oz are Davina Schall. She's on guitar and vocals. Bass is Sarah Lowenbott. Then there's a few more people whose names are hard to read on this CD case. There you go. All right. This band, The Oz, I think this might be their second record. At least their second release. It's called Future Without Her. It's 12 songs. And let's hear the song Sour Candy, shall we? Let's go there. Oh, I'm in the mood. Oh, that's not such a short song. Let me tell you, you know what, DJs, just by the way, folks, if you want your song played on the radio, don't make it a minute and 43 seconds, because that makes DJs, people like me, it makes us like too stressed out. By the time we put it on, we're like, oh, wait, we have to come back? What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm just like trying to find more CDs, etc. Okay, I've found us a more radio-friendly song. The song we're going to hear is Alice, mm-hmm, from the Oz's album called Future Without Her. All right. There you go, folks. The station's CITR. This is Canadian Music. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
CITR is proud to sponsor the first annual Safe Fest, an all-ages, multi-venue, multi-day music festival, October 10th to the 13th in various locations around Vancouver. Centered around the local music community, the festival aims to be an inclusive experience where access is granted to people of all ages not to only experience the live music scene, but also participate in it. All proceeds go to Safe Amplification Society and the Music Tree to help raise money for the establishment of a permanent all-ages live music venue in Vancouver. For more information, go to safefest.ca.
Thank you. Canada, I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
Thank you. hands and fingertips, we've made it there. We've made it there. Bouncing off of each other like we're all trapped inside a pinball machine. Shadows look at a hideout in the flesh. Time to put them to rest from this
Well, wasn't that crazy? That's it. Ghosts in the machine, as usual. Not my fault, is it? No, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. All this bizarro stuff coming out. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and that is it, folks. It's a wrap. In a minute, we'll be on Val and her show, Folk Oasis. But let me tell you what we heard. We heard just now Synth Cake. Synth Cake. I like that. The song was called Drip. And we also heard the Bleeding Hearts in there with the song Solid Hearts. Both of those songs you can find on the Safe Amp compilation. Yeah, and that is it. So I'll be back in 2 weeks at 6:30. And until then, well, I don't know. Keep up the rock. Let's see, folks. Let's hear some fun stuff, shall we? What can I play us? Let's hear some very funny station IDs. How about that? Val will be here momentarily. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got, folks? How about even better? I will play us a show promo. That sounds good. Let's hear Nardwar. Where's Nardwar's show? His show is called what is his show?